Soku isika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Go Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Namukela ku Studio 7 ngolwesithathu mhla ka 20 kuzibandlela 2021 ngontungameli inkomo endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Ibindoda elifikile indoda njalo lesithunzi esebenze nzima kakhulu ngesikhathi kukhutshwa umgabi. Kube kanti ke navele uyeve lesebenzele ilizwe leleli kube nesibindi sona sokuthi abizele khonokho ukuthi umgabi kamele eceleni.
Umphathintambo obebona ngobudlelwano beZimbabwe lamanye amazwe, umnumzana Sibusiso Moyo, ubhubhe namuhla ngemva kokukhulelwa ngomkhuhlane we-COVID-19.
I, Joseph Robinette Biden Jr., do solemnly swear
that I will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States and will, to the best of my ability,
preserve, protect, and defend
the Constitution of the United States.
Umnumzana Joe Biden ugcotshwe namuhla ukuba ngumongameli weMelika omutsha. Kubhubhe abantu abangamachumi amahlanu lambili 52 ngomkhuhlane we-COVID-19 kuleli izolo, njalo kwatholakala abangamakhulu phose ayisishiyangalombili 783 belo mkhuhlane lo. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Umphathintambo obona ngobudlelwano beZimbabwe lamanye amazwe, umnumzana Sibusiso Moyo kasekho. Uhulumende uthi uMoyo ubhubhe namuhla ekuseni ngemva kokukhulelwa ngomkhuhlane we-COVID-19. Ubathabile Masuku uyalandisa.
Moyo, Lieutenant General Sibusiso Moyo, wayekubutho njalo wathola udumo ngesikhathi sokukhitshwa embusweni kukaMoyo owayengumongameli uRobert Mugabe ngomnyaka ka-2017, enguye owazisa uZulu ukuthi ibutho lase lithethe intambo zombuso ukuze kulungisiswe okwasekonakele elizweni. Owayelilunga ledale lephalamende kuSenate emele iCholocho, umnumzana Believe Gawule uncoma imisebenzi kaMoyo.
USibusiso uyenza umsebenzi omkhulu kakhulu, ikakhulu likhangele phela ukukhulula ilizwe akwenzayo lesikhathi asebenze khona esesibuthweni, waqansa kwaze wafika lapha ezingeni eliphezulu kwezombutho. Siyananzelela ukuthi lo msebenzi awenzayo okuletha phela i-new dispensation nalesi kiyo, engu-Foreign Affairs Minister, ubambe kahle kuhle kakhulu umsebenzi kohulumende lapha azame khona ngazi zonke indlela ukusebenza exhumanisa kuhle ilizwe leZimbabwe lamanye amazwe. Uzamile kakhulu ukuthi aveze ubuso obungcono beZimbabwe ngokuengage amanye amazwe.
Elinye njalo ilunga lebandla lezwana uPF kobulawayo, umnumzana Malaka Inkomo, usekela lokhu.
Lo iZimbabwe ilahlekelwe liqhawe eliqiniso, iqhawe elingasilo ukuthi uyazenzisa, kodwa iqhawe esibone ngemsebenzi kusukela empini kuzobe isikhathi sesingena ku-Second Republic, ukuthi ngumuntu osebenze ngendlela enhle kakhulu ukuthi abantu beZimbabwe namhlanje sikhona sizikholisela sibusa singaphansi kukababa u-Idi Mnangagwa. Ube ngomunye wabantu abazinikeleyo ukuthi lo beyiqunywa ngami akhulume iqiniso elikhona.
Omunye oncoma umsebenzi kaMoyo umnumzana Greta Sibanda, umgcini sihlalo wevuselela Restore umhlanhlandlela.
Ubaba uMoyo ibiyindoda ebifikile indoda njalo lesithunzi esebenze nzima kakhulu ngesikhathi kukhutshwa umgabi. Kube kanti ke navele uyevele esebenzele ilizwe leneli kube lesibindi sona sokuthi abizele khonokho ukuthi umgabi kame eceleni. kuyinto emangalisayo kakhulu umsebenzi awenzileyo. Usebenze kanzima njalo ekuhlanzeni isimo selizwe ebesikade sesinuka khahla phambili kwamanye amazwe. Kasawuqedanga nje wena umsebenzi wakhe.
Umnumzana Xolani Ngwenya, ilunga leMthwakazi Republic Party, uthi ukulahlekelwa isihlobo kubuhlungu, ethi kodwa isabelo seMathebeleland asizange siphathiswe ukuba kwakhe embusweni.
Sikhala labo bakomoyo ngokulahlekelwa ngomunye wabo, kodwa thina ngapha ke eMathebeleland asikazange sibone ukuthi wasinceda ngani, ngoba sathi sibona esengena esihlalweni la esephezulu khonale. Sasisithi uzasinceda ngapha kithi, kodwa hayi zange kufika uncedo lwakhona, wayephelela khona ngale.
Unkosikazi Sanele Donga, isakhamuzi sakobulawayo, ukhala labakomoyo.
Eqinisweni mina umoyo uSB Moyo ngiqale ukuba mazi ngomnyaka ka-2017 ngesikhathi sekhulu. Phambili kwalokhu bengingamazi vele. Njalo ngesikhathi lesi esengu-Foreign Affairs Minister, mbona ngani wenze umsebenzi ofe elizweni lethu leZimbabwe. Lanxa ngapha eMandebeleni singazange sibone akwenzileyo okubambekayo. Mina mbona ngani maybe okuqakathekileyo yokuthi iziphathamandla kufanele zikhumbule ukuthuthukisa izigaba zazo ngesikhathi zisaphila.
Umoyo isiphathamandla sikahulumende esesithathu ukubulawa umkhuhlane we-COVID kulandela ukubhubha kwayengumphathintambo wezokulima umnumzana Parents Shiri kanye lomphathintambo wesabela somanikaland unkosikazi Ellen Gwaradzimba. ULieutenant Moyo uzalelwe eMnene Mission Hospital eMberengwa ngomnyaka ka-1960. Ube ngumntwana wesithathu phakathi kwemuli yabantwana abayisishiyagalombili, njalo waphatheka empini yenkululeko kusukela ngomnyaka ka-1977 ngesikhathi efunda izinga lika-Form 3 eManama Secondary School. ULieutenant Moyo wangena empini yenkululeko ngakwele eBotswana elomza wakhe we-Air Marshal Elson Moyo. Uthe ephenduka ekhaya wavuselela imfundo yakhe, wagcina ethole idegree lokudlelana lamanye amazwe ekolitshini le-University of Zimbabwe leZimbabwe Open University. Umoyo uchiye umkakhe unkosikazi Lois Mathanda Moyo ongumgcini sihlalo wekhomishini ebona yenkohlakalo eZimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission. Nyumele Studio 7 kobulawayo, ngingubathabile Masuku.
Kusenjalo kubhubhe abantu abangamatshumi amahlanu lambili 52 ngomkhuhlane we-COVID-19 kuleli izolo, njalo kwatholakala abangamakhulu phose ayisishiyangalombili 783 belo mkhuhlane lo. Lokhu kukhweze inani lasebebulewe yi-coronavirus selokhu ifike eZimbabwe laya kumakhulu ayisishiyangalombili alamatshumi amabili lanhlanu 825. Asebefunyenwe belayo bona bakhwele baya kunkulungwane ezingamatshumi phose amathathu 28,675. Omunye wababanjela umkhuhlane isikhulumeli sebandla leMDC Alliance unkosazana Fadzai Mayere. UMayere uthi ubanjela umkhuhlane kulandela ukuvalelwa kwakhe ejele leChikurupi ngemva kokubotshelwa icala lokuloba amanga ngosana okwakuthiwa lutshayo lipholisa lwafa. Kumbikwa wethu lenamuhla uMayere uthe uyakhwehlela njalo umzimba wakhe uyachisa. Usole indlela izibotshwa eziphathwa ngayo emajele esithi azilakho okokuzivikela kucoronavirus okufana lamasanitizer. Sixoxele umsekeli wakhe umnumzana Felix Magalela Mafaspanda.
Babemfake ejeli kulalaba abantu ababulawayo ngomkhuhlane lo. Sibona njenge-MDC lesizwe eZimbabwe kuluhlazo, njalo kungumbhedo omkhulu ukuthi iZimbabwe singanigola ama-politicians lama-activists ibafake emajeli ukuthi babanjwe ngomkhuhlane khona bazasishiya lapha emhlabeni. Sibuhlungu, sibamba umlomo wangaphansi, simangala ukuthi kambe emajeli yikho lapho sokuhlinzelwa abantu bephila na. Thina sazi ukuthi isikhathi esiningi uma umuntu eku-remand prison, umsulwa kalacala ugqoka iy'gqoko zakhe, udludle okufunayo, njalo kahlukumezwa. Uma yena uyasitshela ukuthi ede sesetshenziswa sokuthiwa kayehlakula emasimini yena engakathonisiswa, njalo ede sihlala labantu izikiwi ezilamacala okubulala lokutshontshela amabhenki esithi kubambe inkunzi.
Kukhona elingakukhuthaza ngomumo osemajele lapha?
Amajeli alabantu abaningi. Ijeli elifanele ukuthi ligcine abantu abangu-20 ligcine abantu abangu-100. Is the proportionate. Ijeli elifanele ligcine abantu abangu-60 seligcine abantu abangu-300. Njalo akula ma-sanitizer, akula mamaski, kungcolile, kulentwala, kule mosquito, akula ngitsho lama-toilets, izinto nje okuthi khona kuyani okwathiwa ngu-Smith iZANU-PF government ifike yaku-inherita. Sicela ukuthi emhlabeni jikelele kulomhlangano omkhulu okhangela ezamajeli ongaphansi kwe-United Nations, the African Union, kungabe bake babuye bazekhangela amajeli e-Afrika njengoba sisazi ukuthi umbuso ngamazolo. Khathesi balamajeli aza kongoda abantu babagoli babafake emajeli bafe. Kusasa bayakhohlwa ukuthi umbuso ngamazolo labo bayabe sebebuswa ngabanye abantu.
Umnumzana Felix Magalela Mafaspanta ngomsekeli wesikhulumeli sebandla le-MDC Alliance sixoxela ekobulawayo. Kasenelisanga ukukhuluma labogatsha lwamajele. Umnumzana Joe Biden ugcotshiwe namuhla ukuba ngumongameli weMelika omutsha esigodlweni saleli lizwe eWashington DC.
Please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, Joseph Robinette Biden Jr., do solemnly swear.
I, Joseph Robinette Biden Jr., do solemnly swear
that I will faithfully execute.
Mina uJoseph R. Biden ngiyafunga ukuba ngizasebenza ngilandela iziqondiso zehhofisi kamongameli weMelika, njalo ngivikele isisekelo sombuso welizwe leMelika.
Preserve, protect and defend.
Preserve, protect and defend
the Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
So help you God.
So help me God.
Congratulations, Mr. President.
UBiden ufungiswe ngumahluli omkhulu uJustice John Roberts. Umsekeli wakhe unkosikazi Kamala Harris ufungiswe nguJustice Sonia Sotomayor. UGibbs Dube weStudio 7 usipha lolu daba.
Ukufunga lokhu kutsho ukuthi uBiden usengumongameli wakwele Melika. UBiden nonkosikazi Harris bafunge ibutho leMelika lihlome laphelela phandle kwesakhiwo seCongress ukwenzela ukuvimba abalandeli bakaTrump ababethembise ukuthi bazahlasela ngosuku lolu besithi ukhetho lwebiwa ngabakubandla lamademokrats. Akulakufakazi obuveza lokhu. Umongameli Donald Trump, umkakhe unkosikazi Melania Trump nomndeni wonke basuke namuhla ekuseni eWhite House bedlula e-Andrews Air Base lapho bavalise khona uZulu.
This has been an incredible 4 years. We've accomplished so much together. I will always fight for you. I will be watching, I will be listening, and I will tell you that the future of this country has never been better. I wish the new administration great luck and great success.
Ikhuluma ngesikhathi esifanayo unkosikazi Melania Trump ubonge kakhulu abantu bonke bakwaleMelika.
Thank you for your love and your support. You will be in my thoughts and prayers. God bless you all.
Engakasuki eWhite House wethule omunye umbiko wokwesula kwamacala abantu abedlula ikhulu lamajumi amahlanu 150 ogoqela umculi uDwayne Michael Carter owaziwa ngokuthi nguLily Wine, lo mnumzana Steve Bannon okuthiwa weba imali yokwakha umduli wokuvimba abantu bokuza emngceleni wakwele Melika lele Mexico. ngesikhathi uTrump evalelisa eAndrews Air Base obekhokela idale lesenate yokubandla lama-Republicans umnumzana Mitch McConnell lokhokhela abakubandla lama-Republicans edale le-House of Representatives umnumzana Kevin McCarthy kade besenkonzweni lomnumzana Joseph Biden lonkosikazi Kamala Harris lemoli zabo eWashington DC. UMcConnell uthi uTrump watshotshozela udlakela edale le-Congress mhlaka 6 Zibandlela lapho abalandeli bakhe abangena ngenkani bezama ukuvimba ukubalwa kwama-electoral votes.
The mob was fed lies. They were provoked by the president and other powerful people.
Umsekeli kaTrump umnumzana Sikhumbuzo Mlalazi ukhathazeke kakhulu ngokusuka kwaTrump esikhundleni.
Angazi ukuthi uyovila ngani, but khona ukubonakala ibutho ligcwele ezitradeni. It's an embarrassment to any country. Ngabe kuthiwa kuseZimbabwe, abantwana beZimbabwe bekuthiwa yibo abakhona mhlawumbe kuwine nobuthamisa bethu kusiba nebutho lingako. Ngabe i-America siyithumela nama-jet fighter khona.
Umnumzana Joseph Juma okubandla le-ZANU-P F uthi bekumele uTrump avume ukuba unqotshiwe kukhetho nguBiden.
Ama-institutions of democracy in America are probably still alive and siyabonga uJoe Biden ukungena kwakhe, and I hope abantu abanjengoTrump bazafunda isifundo sona leso ukuthi hayi kwesikhathi funda ukuvuma ukuthi hayi sengidliwe uchinto njengakho loko osokwenza uTrump ubana usenze wakhuzela konke loko. So the more than 20,000 in National Guard, I'm about to treat it collapse into the medi in Zagala in smoothly. So Konogo and Zagala Gonabo, I could have his fund of Esikuruga Kurugudula. Democracy it doesn't come in a package, but democracy is very diverse and the EI pain now end down and down.
Abakum Kimbo, Koba, Ubaiten, Bakokala, Abagiba, Kokela, Elizabeth America, Umnuzana George Bush, Umnuzana Bill Clinton, Labanye. Umsekeli kaTrump umnumzana Mike Pence laye usendaweni le. Kodwa uTrump ukufulathele konke lokhu wazihambela eFlorida. Kukhangelwe ukuthi uBiden uzasuka eCongress ayengena esikhundleni sikamongameli iWhite House namuhla. UBiden uthi uzimisele ukuguqula okuningi okwenziwa nguTrump ukuguqela ukuvimba abantu bokuza uba bangene kule Melika. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseMaryland ngingukhipha Dube.
Kusenjalo ingcwethi yesicubungula ezombusazwe eZimbabwe zithi ukungena embusweni kukamongameli Biden akusoze kuguqule isimo sobudlelwano bamazwe omabili ikakhulu kudaba lwesitsheziso zenotho ezafakelwa ezinye iziphathamandla zikahulumende weZANU-PF yiMelika. Umlondolozi Ndlovu usipha lolu daba.
Abantu abaningi eZimbabwe bathi kababona ukudedelwa kombuso weMelika usuka ezandleni zikamnumzana Donald Trump wama-Republicans usiya kwezikamnumzana Joe Biden wama-Democrats kungaletha inguquko elizweni labo. Ingcwethi ecubulunga ezombusazwe umnumzana Tshenzani Tungagwa uthi ukunje le Melika libhekane lenhlupho eziningi okokuthi ningeke lazihlupha kangako ngokwenzakala eZimbabwe.
Okwakuqala amboni ikakhulu kusiba lokuntshintsha kumbeni esingathi i-foreign policy kusiza eZimbabwe ngoba iningi lamazwe la ale notho sebezikhangela bona. Ngingamnika umzakeliso we-Britain yaphuma ku-Brexit. So ukubona kwami mina bele Melika sebezicabanga bona ngabaseke ukutshona becabanga ukuthi iZimbabwe bengayinceda kumbeni bengasebenza layo. Lakho thina sikhona kugrupu yamazwe lana ngelanotho. Ama iAmelika kayisoze lahlekelwe ma ingasebenzanga lathi. Okwakathesi amboni lokho kutshintsha.
Ubona ngokudlelwano namanye amazwe omhlaba kwi-MDC Alliance unkosazana Gladys Hlatshwayo uthi ibandla lakhe livisela ihlandla uBiden.
The MDC congratulates President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris following their victory in
MDC City amhlophe kumongameli Biden lomsekeli wakhe uKamala Harris. Isikhathi esenzima kibo sikhangela lokho okwenzakale eCapitol Hill. Kodwa bancedwa zingatsha zikahulumende weMelika eziqinisaka. Ibandla leZANU-PF sibone seliphambanisa ingatsha zethu zelizwe ezifana lezethu. Lezinye sibona ukuba lenguquko kwele Melika kungabafundisa ukuba amazwe kumele aguqulwe.
American institutions including the judiciary and the security.
Umkhokeli welinye ibandla liphikisayo ele Ideas Party for Democracy umnumzana Hebert Jamuka Ninabona ngathi Biden angancedisa leZimbabwe yena.
Why ndisithi kuqhakathekile kuthi ukubekwa kuka Joe Biden. Number 1 uJoe Biden ukubona kwami angumuntu unenhliziyo elukhuni like inhliziyo is strong. UJoe Biden ungathi unenhliziyo yokusizela. Ngikhuluma manje ngikhuluma nendaba yama sanctions afakelwa ilizwe laseZimbabwe. Sihlala sisizwa abakhokheli bezano PF, especially Robert Mugabe lo president bomnangagwa na ama ministers akhe ukuthi ha iAmerica yasifakela ama sanctions namazwe ase Europe. But kwamanje sokuyisikathi sokuthi umnangagwa no Joe Biden badibanise amakhanda bakhulumisane kakuhle umnangagwa azidobe azibeke phansi.
Kodwa umsekelo umqondisi wohlangothi lwabasha ebandleni lezanu PF umnumzana Mabutho Moyo yena uthi kumele uBiden akhiphe izizwe zomnotho eZimbabwe.
Hayi, thina njengamaZimbabweans asiphatheki kangako kumpumela yokhetho lwemelika. Kumbe kungena uTrump kumbe nguBiden. Nxa i-foreign policy phezu kwezwe leZimbabwe ingazange itshintshe, kuyabe kulokhu kufana kithi. Kuyabe kulokhu kufana kithi ngoba senanzelela ukuthi sokube nama-administration phose amathathu selokhu kwafakwa izidera, izijeziso lezo zafakwa phecelezi ama-sanctions. Bangeno Obama ayizange itshintshe leyo foreign policy, ungenile uTrump ayizange itshintshe kube le amendment sebewa reinforce lawa ama-sanctions. So yitha ukhathalekile ukuthi kungene ubani, thine sikufunayo ukuthi ama-sanctions asuswe.
UBiden ugcotshwe namhlanje ukuba ngumongameli wesimashumi mane lasithupha kwele Melika 46th US president phakathi womumo ukufuthela nokukhulu kukaZulu waleyo lizwe, ngoba washiye lezo sikhundla umnumzana Donald Trump engavumanga ukuthi unqotshwe kukhethwa esithi waqilwa. Ngakho-ke akazange amenzele amhlophe uBiden, njalo akazange abe khona emkhosini wokugcotshwa kwakhe. Ngimele isithu 7 ngiseHarare, ngimlondolozi Ndlovu.
Silokhu sikudaba lunye, izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlala kwele South Africa sezethule imibono etshiyeneyo ngokungena embusweni kukamongameli Biden. Ezinye zisithi kuzasiza iZimbabwe, kukanti ezinye zithi ngeke. UThuso Khumalo usipha lolu daba.
Iningi lezalwane zeZimbabwe zithi kukhulu ezikhangelele ukubona kuguquka ngobudlelwano beMelika leZimbabwe phansi kukamongameli Biden. Isikhulume sebandla le-The Patriotic Front umnumzana Mxolisi Ncube uthi ziningi izifiso alazo ngomongameli weMelika.
Isifiso engilazo kakhulu yikuthi amazwe la amabili elase-America lelaseZimbabwe akhumisane umlotha, kube khona ukusizana ukuthi ubudlwangudlwangu obukhona kwele Zimbabwe, ukuwa komnotho okukhona kwele Zimbabwe, ukuhlukumezeka kwabantu okukhona eZimbabwe kunye lobugilimbane lokuhlupheka kwabantu lokufa kwabantu ngomkhuhlane we-COVID kuphele.
Kodwa kunobhala jikelelwe bandla leZimbabwe Communist Party umnumzana Ngqabutho Mabhena uthi lincane ithemba lokuthi kukhona okungenziwa uBiden.
Kasiboni kusiba lotshintsho ebudlelweni beZimbabwe lelizwe laseMelika. Lokho sikutsho ngokuba uhlupho lwaqala ngesikhathi kusaphethe ibandla lakhe elama-Democrats ngo-1998. Okungaba lutshintsho khona ukuthi mhlawumbe kungenzeka ukuthi ke abe-civil society baqale ukuthi bathole izimali.
Okusekelwe ngugcina ihlalo ebandla le-MDC Alliance kwele South Africa umnumzana Trustin Ndlovu.
Ngiyabona abantu abaningi sine sicabanga ukuthi uJoe Biden angahle aqambukele kwe-Afrika kakhulukazi eZimbabwe, kodwa ke alelo iphupho nje. Khona into abangayenza nje ukuthi bazame ukufacilitate mhlawumbe indirectly ukuthi kuwe nenguquko esingathi ama-reforms. Kodwa akulona ilizwe abalixhakathekisayo kangaka.
Isikhulumeli sezanu PF kwele South Africa umnumzana Kennedy Mandaza uthi okumqoka umongameli Biden angakwenzela iZimbabwe iwesula izijeziso zomnotho.
We appeal to him that he removes the sanctions and look closely at working with the Zimbabwean government, which have been so much.
Sicela asikhuphele izijeziso zomnotho njalo asebenzisane ngenhlonipho leZimbabwe.
So that we can work as one global village. So it is our hope that the sanctions will be lifted.
Umgcinisihlalo wenhlanganiso elwela amalungelo abesifazane eZimbokodo, Nkosazana Victress Matutu, laye uthi kukhulu abakukhangelele eMelika lo mongameli wayo omutsha.
Kuningi okwenziwa nguhulumende wakwelakithi okungekuhle esingafisa ukuthi iMelika ingenelele kukho ngesihle, izinto ezifana nokuhlukunyezwa kwamalungelo abantu. Njalo nxa sikhangela iZimbabwe kwenza kube kubi kakhulu ngama-sanctions untswinyo lolu lukhona eZimbabwe. Siyafisa sengathi uBiden nohulumende wakhe bangawasusa ama-sanctions. Sike sibone ukuthi ngemva kokususwa kwama-sanctions lawa iZimbabwe ilokwenza ngcono yini makusiya kwezokunotho.
Kodwa abanye bathi akasuki asithole isikhathi sokuzihlupha ngendaba zeZimbabwe, njengoba kuzafuze aqede isikhathi elwisana lomkhuhlane we-coronavirus odla amahabulo eMelika. Abanye bathi uzaqeda isikhathi sonke ephatheke ngenhlelo zokuvuselela umnotho welizwe lakhe. Kwezamalungelo luntu lombuso ohlonipha intando kaZulu, bakhona bathi iMelika kayisoke ibe lezwi lokukhuza umkhubalo, njengoba umnumzana Biden egcotshwe kugcwela amasotsha idolobho lonke ngoba kusesatshelwa udlakela lwabangahloniphi intando kaZulu. Mele Studio 7 eJohannesburg kwele South Africa, inguThuso Khumalo.
Live talk lamhlanje uhlelo Diaspora Forum sikhangela ukugcotshwa kukamongameli weMelika omutsha umnumzana Joe Biden, yena oseqale umsebenzi. Kwezemidlalo, umqeqeshi weqembu elimela eZimbabwe emidlalweni ye-African Nations Championships uthi bazimisele ukunqoba iqembu leBurkina Faso namuhla ntambama ukuze bathuthukise amathuba abo okudlulela kusigaba esilandelayo salumncintiswano. Kubika uJoseph Njanji.
Uloka ngothi kuzamile amafana bakhe bebophe ziqine ngoba iqembu leBurkina Faso kuliqembu eliqine okwamagama.
Burkina Faso, you see, a serious competitive team which can go to play AFCON, not just CHAN.
Iqembu leBurkina Faso liqine ukuthi lingadlala ngisho la kumncintiswano we-Africa Cup of Nations. Kuzamile sithole indlela yokuvimba ngasikhathi sinye, sithole indlela yokugadla phambili. Siyazi ukuba kumele sinqobe, kodwa kumele sidlale ngokuhlakanipha okukhulu. Ngokwenza kuhle lokho esikwenelisayo, sizame njalo ukuba ndizela lapho abangaqinanga khona. Iqiniso ukuthi asibonanga ndawo eziningi lapho iqembu leBurkina Faso kanye le mali angaqinanga khona, kodwa kasilandanga ozophelekezela amanye amaqembu lapha, njalo kuzamile sidlale uhle uze singayangisi.
Iqembu leZimbabwe lizabe lingela abadlali abahlanu ababalisa uRichard Achiro kanye loRonald Chitio bona abalimeleyo, kanye labathathu abangizwa kuhle abathi uAndrew Mbeba, uThomas Tideu kanye loKeda Amini. Loba kunjalo ukapteni weqembu Ian Nekati uthi bona njengabadlali bazimise ukwephuka enkundleni belwela ukuba bathole yomithathu imiklomelo.
Vakomana izvizvi zvari ready because ma opportunities aya anouya.
Amajaha azimisele, abanye bethu siyakunanzelela ukuba kungaba umncintiswano wethu wokugcina ukudlala ku. Simele ilizwe ngoba sesikhulile. Ngalokho ke leli lithuba elokuba sibonwe ngamaqembu aphetheya. Ngokubona kwami ukudliwa esikwenziwe emdlalweni wokuqala kusivule amehlo sesikwazi ukuba imidlalo yonke lapha inzima, njalo ngendlela esisebenze ngayo silethemba elokuthola impumela enhle.
Iqembu leZimbabwe linqotshwe nge-1 kanyati iqembu leCameroon emdlalweni walo oqala wezibaya, ikanti leBurkina Faso lalo linqotshwe ngempumelelo efanayo ngele mali. Amaqembu amabili azaphutsha esendaweni ezimbili eziphezu kwengalane yiwo azadlulela kusigaba se-quarter final kumncintiswano we-CHAN. Ngiyimele iStudio 7 ngobulawayo, nginguJoseph Njanjini.
Ukuziphetha ezosuku sikhangele ebezihamba phambili. Umphathi ntambo obona ngobudlelwano beZimbabwe lamanye amazwe umnumzana Sibusiso Moyo kaSeko. Umnumzana Joe Biden usegcotshiwe ukuba ngumongameli weMelika omutsha. Oliver Lelisayo, Muntungameli Nkomo.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupa inawu muririmi rweShona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.